Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. This is Dr. Scott. What your doctor won't tell you. Welcome to our third season. The title of this season's program, How to Get Long-Lasting Relief from Your Headaches and Pain Despite Your Doctor's Recommendations. So, it's a new year, 2014. We are off to a very frigid start here in the Midwest. Negative 11 degrees here in the greater Kansas City area yesterday. I'll tell you what, I'm hoping some of the information that we're going to present will warm your hearts, will boost your health and happiness for the new year. As we've said for the previous two seasons, and we will continue to say each and every episode, the only thing that matters is solutions. It's all about solutions. Providing a proven, long-lasting solution for your headaches, for your migraines, for your pain, and in our new season, carpal tunnel syndrome, TMJ, things that we've never really discussed in years past. Yet, each and every month, questions continue to roll in. So I feel if we're all about providing solutions, it certainly would make sense to provide solutions to the concerns that you have. How to get long-lasting relief from your symptoms despite your doctor's recommendations. What do I mean when we say despite your doctor's recommendations? After all, isn't it your doctor's job? Isn't it their duty? Isn't it their calling to make the best recommendations for your health? We've talked in seasons past about some of the things that really seem to get in the way of getting proven long-lasting results. One of the things we've talked about time and time again is the politics that has gotten so mixed up in our healthcare system. And by the way, I don't mean Obamacare. I mean the day-to-day politics that affect your doctor's decision for your health. Yes, they do affect your doctor's decision. The business of healthcare. How does running a healthcare practice, running the business of healthcare, affect your doctor's decisions for your health, for the health of your children? You better believe it affects their decisions. And you've heard me discuss this time and time again, specialty goggles. What are specialty goggles, and how do those skew your doctor's, your therapist's recommendations for your health? These are things that we're going to discuss in detail over the next 12 weeks. Here's what I'd like to do. I want to challenge you today. It's a new year. It's time for you to take charge of your health. It is time for you to take charge of your children's health. Our children count on us to always make the best decision, whether it comes to health care or otherwise. Our children have that undying trust for us. It is your obligation to educate yourself, to gather the data, to gather the information based on proven research, and put that information into action. This is where I believe most of us fall down. So even if you have the puzzle pieces, even if you have the information that you need, it still seems it's too easy to follow the path of least resistance, the traditional path that our doctors recommend, rather than challenge our doctor's recommendations. You heard it. Challenge your doctor's recommendations. Your doctor, your chiropractor, your therapist is running a healthcare business. And the business of healthcare can definitely and does definitely change the recommendations your doctor and your therapist make for you and your family. The politics. And by the way, you've heard me say there's no such thing anymore as politics and healthcare. It is politics in healthcare. Politics is taking over some branches of healthcare in our country. And as I mentioned, we will discuss specialty goggles in more cases than not with those of us who have suffered or continue to suffer with ongoing headaches, ongoing migraines, ongoing pain. There isn't one type of treatment alone. There isn't one magical treatment alone that will usually address and fix the true cause of your symptoms once and for all. It's a combination of specialists and specialties working together for your benefit. On this season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You, how to get relief from your symptoms long-term despite your doctor's recommendations, we will be discussing with some special guests, some well-respected medical specialists, why we have such a hard time getting the answers we need, and why is it so difficult to get different specialists to work together for your benefit? Isn't that how it's supposed to be? Yet, well, in more cases than not, I would venture to say most cases, it certainly doesn't happen. I want to share with you something that happened just a couple of hours ago right here in my practice in the greater Kansas City area. For those of you that know, I've been a licensed practicing chiropractor for more than 20 years. I'm the chiropractor for those of you that aren't really too sure about chiropractors. I'm an equal opportunity critic. I'm not for medicine, but I'm not against medicine. I'm not for chiropractic care, and I'm not against chiropractic care. I'm not for therapy. I'm not against therapy. You see, I'm not for or against any particular type of treatment or therapy, as long as there is proven research and merit behind it. But let me tell you something. I am always for one thing, and that is whatever it is that you need to address the true cause of your problem once and for all. That's what I'm always in favor of. Are you with me? So please don't let bias get in the way. We've talked in many episodes in the past about what is considered traditional or the accepted way of healthcare in this country. And usually that involves drugs, drugs, drugs. And if that doesn't work, let's cut some parts out. So too many of you listening feel as if you've tried everything. So I'm the chiropractor for those of you that aren't really too sure about chiropractors, and I'll be the doctor for you, for those of you who feel like you've tried everything and nothing really seems to provide that long-lasting relief. Let us help guide you in the right direction toward finding the appropriate combination of specialists that can actually give you a proper diagnosis, that can help you pinpoint the true cause of your symptoms. And then it's easy to formulate a long-lasting solution. Something I have to say before I get into this brief story. If you don't know what's really causing your symptoms, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you want to try. It doesn't matter if you want to try a different medication, a therapy, a chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. It doesn't matter until you first know what's really causing your symptoms in the first place. Are you with me? I'm hoping that most of you will agree with that statement. You have to know what the real true cause of your symptoms is before you're ever going to be able to fix it, okay? But the challenge is this. Most of us have never received an accurate diagnosis, meaning we've never been told, we've never seen the real true cause of our symptoms, so we rely on our doctors, on our chiropractors, on our therapists' opinions and recommendations, when in reality, we know that opinions really mean absolutely nothing, and that includes mine, unless they're based on some kind of proven, objective fact. So let me share this story. That being said, I have a 48-year-old woman that presented to my office today. She has chronic lower back pain, and sometimes when it gets really bad with walking, it radiates down to her right hip. Now, she saw me for a recommendation. We went through a thorough examination. It included examination of the muscles, the bones, the nerves, the joints. We took some x-ray pictures to get a view of what's really going on inside. And I gave her some honest recommendations based on these facts. She has also visited her family physician, who has also looked at the same x-rays, did his own examination, and gave her recommendations. She is now being referred to a neurosurgeon for recommendations. She had an MRI study done just a couple of days ago, which revealed a couple of bulging discs, one in the neck and apparently one in the lower back. Now, this gets into the challenges and the reasons that we have such a hard time getting long-lasting relief from our headaches and pain despite our doctor's best recommendations. I looked at the x-rays and the examination findings. The family physician looked at the same x-rays. The neurosurgeon will look at the same x-rays. Yet, we're all looking at the exact same picture, the exact same examination results. Yet, do you think the recommendations from each of these three specialists are the same? You're right. They're completely and totally different. So the question is, how can different doctors, different therapists, and different specialists all look at the exact same x-rays, the exact same MRI, the exact same findings, and everyone has a completely different conclusion and completely different recommendations? How can this happen? This will be the focus of our season the next 12 weeks, What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. How to get long-lasting relief from your headaches, your pain, despite your doctor's recommendations. You know, I know many of you have listened in seasons past, and I'm not doing this so you agree with everything that I say. You're allowed to agree with me, and you're certainly allowed to disagree. But I would hope that most of us that are seeking long-lasting results would agree that it's important to find what's really causing your symptoms. I'm going to be brutally honest with you throughout this series. I'm here to give you solutions. I'm here to help guide you in the direction toward finding and fixing the cause of your symptoms once and for all. You may not like some of the things I say, but I'll always tell you when it's opinion, and I'll tell you when it's proven fact. My practice here in the greater Kansas City area, Headache Relief at Last, is a research-based practice that uses different specialties all working together for your benefit. Once again, that's how it's supposed to be. So, I don't mean to offend with any of my information, with my tone, but I want you to understand the passion behind this. It is so important that you take action and that you take action today. If you don't take action now, when are you going to? In other words, if not today, then when? How long are you going to leave the problem festering in your body before you decide to take action? How long are you going to let your children continue to suffer until you finally realize it's time to take action and find what's going on that's causing the headaches, that's causing the pain, that's causing the numbness? It's time today, right now. It's up to you to take action. This season, once again, we will be discussing other conditions, including carpal tunnel syndrome, and how that is related to some of the other spinal conditions that we discuss, and why people have such a hard time, number one, getting an accurate diagnosis, and number two, getting long-lasting relief, even when surgery is performed. TMJ syndrome, or TMJ dysfunction, how that's related to the spine, why mouth guards and muscle relaxers are really the only treatments that are given, and why they have very little improvement in effect. So let me say this. This little short, brief, introductory episode is designed for a couple of things. Number one, I want you to take action. That should be pretty clear by now. And in order to take action, you have to know what action to take. Until you know what's really causing your symptoms, you don't know where to turn. So I want to help guide you in the right direction toward finally finding the real true cause of your symptoms. And then directing you so we can get you to the appropriate combination of specialists to get you long-lasting relief. It's all about solutions. It's time to hear from you now. This year, I got to tell you, thank you so much, by the way. Our last episode of 2013, just a brief closing episode for the season, had the highest listenership ever in our first 2 years. Thank you so kindly. However, I know that I can only improve and do things better each and every week and each and every episode. So I need your feedback. I need your comments. I need your questions. Let me know what I can do to help guide you in the right direction. You can contact me directly via email, drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Send an email. It will be forwarded to me directly. I will answer any questions on the air that I'm able to. Let me know what we need to do. What do we need to answer? What do we need to address to help guide you in the right direction toward finally getting long-lasting results despite everything you've been through, despite conflicting recommendations from different healthcare providers, despite your frustration, despite your anger? How do you get long-lasting results for your symptoms despite your doctor's recommendations? Thank you for listening. Next week, we're going to discuss some super critical, important, foundational principles. And these foundational principles absolutely and positively must be discussed before we can get into specific conditions. So next week, January the 14th, 12 o'clock noon, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. Join us next week. Thank you kindly. I look forward to your questions, to your comments, and to your concerns. Stay healthy, happy, and prosperous in 2014. Thank you.